The Afternoon Show, 12:30 till 3:30, Monday to Friday, with Christine Leighton on ABC Radio Perth.
I wonder if you've been hearing a bit about octopi lately. There have been some spectacular documentaries about octopus. In fact, the one where the filmmaker forged an unusual friendship with an octopus in a kelp forest, My Octopus Teacher, that was brilliant. I don't think I'll ever look at them the same again. Here's a little bit of it.
A lot of people say an octopus is like an alien. But the strange thing is, as you get closer to them, you realise that you're very similar in a lot of ways. It's a hard thing to explain, but sometimes you just get a feeling and you know there's something to this creature that's very unusual. There's something to learn here.
He showed how smart they really are. But they also seem to have emotions, according to a video that went viral over the weekend. An octopus in Geograph Bay taught my next guest a thing or two. Lance Carlson is an author, geologist and former surf lifesaver. He had quite an encounter with an octopus. It went viral. I stumbled upon it on the BBC this morning and he joins me now. Hello, Lance.
Hi, Christine. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. And what an incredible video you captured of this octopus doing something that I personally had never seen. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, certainly. It seems crazy now after it's gone viral to reflect on it. But look, this happened 2 weeks ago. I was at Geograph Bay on holidays with my family and I was walking with my two-year-old daughter in my arms along the beach there, and I saw what looked like I thought it was a stingray lash out of the water towards a seagull on the shoreline. So I walked up to it and started filming and just on my phone, and that's when I saw it was an octopus. And as everyone's seen in that clip, it came up towards me right on the edge of the shore and then lashed out in this spectacular way with its arms. And then I said, oh, golly, at the time I had my daughter, and I think everyone's kind of bemused by my reaction there. But look, that was the first encounter. That's the video that's gone viral. But I guess what happened next was also quite fascinating. I set up a tent further along the beach. The octopus had gone off into deeper water and I went for a swim, put my goggles on, and my daughter was playing on the shore there with my wife. And I happened upon these crab shells that were in the water. It was about 1.5 metres deep, and I recognised them and thought, oh, this is where that octopus is living. You see them stack up these crab shells. Certainly that documentary you just mentioned, My Octopus Teacher, that was one of the really interesting behaviours. But I was looking at these shells, I felt this whip right across my upper left arm, and I remember being shocked and confused. My goggles fogged up, and the water became murky. And in that state of shock, and then it hit me again across the neck and down the upper back. And I remember quickly running, swimming back to shore to my wife. And I guess in a state of shock, and I asked, "Can you take a photo of my neck? This hurts."
Yeah, it looked like it hurt. Your neck was really red.
Yeah. And so she took the photo and I mean, at the time, this was a fascinating encounter, scary. I certainly didn't think of going to the doctor or anything. I just didn't think it was that significant. And really, it disappeared within a day.
Okay.
And more than anything, I think it was just that physical strike. They're certainly not significantly venomous creatures. But look, it's gone crazy, as you've seen.
Oh, it has. It's gone around the world. It's really, and it's, you have to go and see this video, because the octopus kind of stretches all eight arms out and it's a whipping action, like you say. And you have a background in surf lifesaving. Have you ever heard of an octopus attacking someone before, Lance?
Never, no. And I've been scuba diving as well and seen octopus, but never up this close, never in water this shallow, and never behaving like this. I mean, this is why I guess it's so incredible and explains why it has gone viral. It's just that behaviour shows, at the time, pretty scary to see it behave like that.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, and certainly my, I guess, predominant reaction to this is more fascination and intrigue as to why it behaved like that, as opposed to trying to imply that these octopuses are going to come out of the water and take over the world. But
well, you may. I mean, have you spoken to anyone in the field since this has gone viral? The video has gone around the world. Have you heard theories as to why the octopus behaved in such a way?
Yeah, look, the New York Times, I did an interview with the New York Times on Friday night, which is crazy in itself. But they did contact researchers who, a couple of them, just implying that they, one theory from a researcher was actually interesting, saying that they do that playfully sometimes. I mean, my reaction is probably not too playful. But look, I haven't had much contact, and to be honest, I've kind of tried to retreat from this a bit. I said to my wife, "I'll stop the interviews now," because it was just it was insane. We had CNN, the New York Times. I had contact repeatedly from India, Croatia, Switzerland. My phone has just been going berserk, and to be honest, it's while that's most people at work and the geologists I work with think this is hilarious.
they would, yes. You know,
but the flip side is
it's consuming your life. Well, thank you for saying yes to us, Lance. It's really good of you to still, you know, to still do that for your local station. I'm very, very grateful, and I promise we won't contact you again. But it's such an incredible story. What did your daughter think of this? I've got a 2.5-year-old. I can just imagine how she reacted at the time. What did she say?
She went ooh. She was excited. I think, yeah. But she kept saying stingray, because I had said stingray as we were walking up to it, you see. And so I think she's convinced that we got attacked by a stingray.
Well, it was a sting. There was a sting to it. So I can see where she's coming from.
But she's too young. She's only just turned two to really, understand or comprehend any of it.
Okay. It could be a good thing. Well, look, is your neck okay now, Lance?
Completely fine. Good. Completely fine. Yeah, look, it's not significant at all.
That's good. Well, look, thank you for taking the time out to tell us the story and for sharing that video, because you've taught us all something today. Really nice to chat with you.
Thank you very much, Christine. Appreciate it.
That's Lance Carlson. He is a geologist. He was, approached by an octopus, let's put it that way, whether it was playful or whether it was angry. It's open to interpretation because we can't ask the octopus. But Lance is the author of the Noriega tapes. He's also a geologist and he's a former surf lifesaver. So he's had encounters in the water before, and I suppose that kind of tops